It's 38 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on the commodity markets this morning with Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, how are we starting things off on this Friday, Bill?
Well, we're a little bit higher here. Let's just say we're stabilizing a little bit in the grain markets here after kind of a rough week here this week. March corn right now is at 344.5. That's up 2. New crop December is at 376.5. That's up 1.5. The January beans are at 10.31¾. That's up 2. New crop November beans at 10.17. That's up 3.5. And the wheat on December, nearby December, is 377, up 5.5. And July is at 426, up 2. For the week, we've really had kind of a rough week here. We're down on soybeans about 14 cents. We're 34 cents off the highs. Corn is down 14 cents for the week and about 18 cents off the high that we made on Monday there. So we've really sold things off, and I think we've kind of gotten to the oversold territory here and are looking at stabilizing and maybe should maybe look for a bounce here off some of these. We made new lows yesterday in the corn. Both November and October lows got broken there on the March corn. We are seeing with the lower prices some good exports continuing, it seems like. Export sales were announced yesterday. And for the year, the commitments this year were about 512 million bushels on corn above last year, and the USDA projecting about 327 million above last year. So there should be a little bit of room that maybe there to get some of those export numbers increased as we go. Funds have been selling corn and bought a few beans here this week, so that's one of the things we're seeing on the corn as well. I think is we're seeing the funds selling as well as the farmers selling out here. So I would look for things to stabilize a little bit, probably get I don't think we're going to have a pretty anemic rally if we have any kind of rally, but I think we can bounce off these lows here for a little bit. And if you're looking at getting stuff moved from a cash flow standpoint, you might see what happens here over the next week or so and look to get it turned into cash and replace it on the board or calls if you want to.
All right, Bill, sounds good. Thanks a lot for that report.
Yep, thank you.
You bet. Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign joining us on this Friday. In your other forecast for today, cloudy skies, a high of 42 degrees, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, the low 29. Partly sunny tomorrow, a high of 39 degrees. Chance of a bit of snow Sunday morning, maybe mixed with rain. A little more rain possible in the afternoon on Sunday as well. Looks like more precipitation in Monday night into Tuesday. And then our first real taste of winter comes our way by the middle to late part of next week. A chance of snow Wednesday night and Thursday's high of next week. Projected to be just 26 degrees. Currently, we're in the mid to upper 30s throughout our listing area. 36 in Danville, 34 in Sullivan, 35 right now in Charleston, 37 in Monticello. Cloudy skies throughout the listing area. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 38 degrees at 9 o'clock.